This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I say a blessing, and I say that just because of all the adversity I went through, whether it was, you know, negative plays, really just, you know, adding up on adversity, injury-wise, really just, you know, just walking with God, understand that, you know, everything that I go through is for a reason, and understand that, you know, that never dwells on the type of player I am. I know who I am at the end of the day, I know what I do at the end of the day, and I know what I give to a team. I just say, you know, fundamentals. Speaking for the offensive-wise, it's just, you know, having drives or have explosive plays where it's, you know, two-play touchdowns or something like that, or it's we'll have one penalty or one lost yards play where it's, you know, a stall drive. If I tell everybody, like, I feel like our offense just score every time we get the ball.
As you grow up playing offensive line as a kid, you know, you're never going to get praised enough for the work you do, and then you're going to get scrutinized for the stuff you mess up. So I think that's part of playing the position, and especially, you know, kind of up and down year we had this year. A lot of that fire is going to fall on us, and it's our job to take on the responsibility to make sure that we got to play better.
We have so much talent on this team, and it's just disappointing that we're not able to be the team that's able to execute and win games when we need to win games. I think as long as we have Lamar Jackson, I feel like this team can win a Super Bowl.
Well, there you go. And I think a lot of people feel that way, some not so much. That's Patrick Ricard, Pro Bowl fullback of the Baltimore Ravens, talking about windows opening and closing or whatever we want to get into in that regard. And Lamar Jackson as your quarterback gives you the window of opportunity, we still think. And he's been in the league for 8 years. But I guess the point is, Nolan, he has the utmost confidence of his teammates because didn't seem like anyone's into throwing anyone else under the bus. But I don't disagree. And we've talked about this throughout Lamar's career. The criticism's fine if it's justified. And Lamar has played poorly at times. And he has screwed up at times. Sunday night, didn't play great for two quarters. That was brilliant in the fourth quarter. It's either rational people like ourselves who understand the good and the bad, and it's mainly good. Then you have those who think he can do no wrong. Even when he throws a pick six in a playoff game, it's somebody else's fault. Or the people that just hate him no matter what he does. Two MVPs, 70% winning percentage. Led the league in touchdown passes in 2019, threw over 40 last year. This is his first year in which the games he started, he had a losing record. First year. And still gave them an opportunity to perhaps steal the AFC North. And I know there's going to be contract renegotiations, still a lot of vitriol coming from the fan base. But keeping Lamar Jackson around for the foreseeable future is an asset to the team. And I don't see how anyone out there can justify getting rid of him, where he's reached his peak or he needs a change of scenery or whatever the case may be. Getting rid of a franchise quarterback in his prime with probably better years ahead of him, I would think set your franchise back in a pretty significant way.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, not to squash the whole conversation, but just logistically, moving on from him, forget what it would do to the team. I mean, financially, like finding a team that could actually afford to hand over draft capital that it would require to deal him. I'm not saying you are going to trade him or I would even entertain that. But if we're going to sit down and ask what it takes in terms of draft picks, more. It's not enough. It's a point where I don't know if there's a team that has an appropriate package to hand over that would get him. And then the financial repercussions that I'm trying to look at here, because again, these massive cap hits, that even if they trade him, you're going to have to eat at least some of the money. It's a non-starter. It's not even a conversation. It doesn't work on any level. So to me, we got all these issues that we got to sort out this offseason. Lamar is, spreading that cap hit out over a couple more years. That's priority number one, but that's where the conversation starts and ends with Lamar. That's it. Let's get the money figured out. Add a couple more years, push the cap hit back. It's what you do. There's a lot of people out there that seem to think that it's either cut him, trade him, or sign him. No, the only option is sign him.
Yeah.
And it's not like a Lamar can do no wrong thing. From a financial standpoint, it's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, and it's good from a business standpoint and from a football standpoint because you have one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL at your disposal. But people don't want to hear that. Nolan McGraw. And what is fascinating to me, almost discouraging, that we go back to 2023. So we're 3 years. For the second time in 3 years, there's a conversation about Lamar Jackson's future here in Baltimore as the quarterback of the team. He demanded the trade. Back in 23, John Harbaugh got ambushed. But that was all negotiating, and hey, he took it to that level. It all was rectified. He won the MVP, should have won it last year. I think this year he was banged up. I think the injuries are legitimate. Now, is he maybe frustrated with how things are unfolding, getting sacked almost 40 times? As one of the most elusive quarterbacks in the league, probably. Was he pissed at Tyler Loop for kicking the ball out of bounds after they scored a touchdown? Probably, because he's been close. I mean, did not even make the playoffs. That's got to be a frustrating turn of events for him. But again, to your point, you got to straighten out the $75 million the next 2 years if it stays the same.
74 and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
Duh. You got to get straightened out from a business standpoint. And we've seen it happen for years with franchise quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. And I truly believe it will get straightened out here. At least I hope. Ravens have needs, which we're going to address for the next, couple of months until they start filling them. But 11 picks, including the 14th. You have some free agents that are going to need to be addressed. Tyler Linderbaum, Draymond Jones. What do you do with Marlon Humphrey here? Is he warranted of a position change? Or do you just, cut bait and move on to the next guy? Because I was reading a stat that Jonah Schaefer tweeted out from the Baltimore Banner yesterday. Ravens against number one receivers were one of the worst in the league, which kind of goes against they have a bunch of shutdown corners on the team, that sort of narrative. I mean, there are some needs that need to be addressed. We heard Roger Rosengarten. Yeah, the vitriol comes your way. Ben Hoffman's line. For the most part, they stunk this year, especially in pass protection. So the criticisms are real, but the getting rid of Lamar narrative, come on. Get real.
I think obviously a lot of change is necessary. If I'm trying to have a little bit of a silver lining here, the way I felt about the looming offseason a couple months ago compared to how I feel now, it's a little bit different. Mostly because of the Travis Jones thing. The Ravens caught another lucky break. And maybe you don't think that the Bateman thing is as much of a lucky break anymore based on his down year, but even still, compared to what the average wide receiver is making in this league, still a pretty affordable deal. So for them to get lucky in the same manner and get Travis Jones on a more affordable deal, I mean, I thought they were staring down a situation where it was going to be, you're going to have to pick either Travis Jones or Tyler Linderbaum. You can't have both. I thought that that was the situation that they were going to be in. Now it's very much possible to keep both. Sure, you could have reservations about Linderbaum. He wasn't at his best this year. But I think ultimately, when it was all said and done, more of a product of having just two liabilities bookending him. I think that had a big part of it. Still trust him long term. I think he wants to be here. There's other stuff that'll be kind of a roadblock this offseason. I mentioned Travis Jones, you know, Matabike, what's his situation? You know, not just are you going to be here or are you not going to be here, but what does that mean cap hit wise? You know, when you carry that big of a contract, there's the whole, you know, retirement speculation out there. Don't know anything for certain. But if that is the route that he goes, what kind of relief do the Ravens get in terms of cap space? That's a big looming cloud over everything. You got other guys like Marlon who seem like an easy cut for cap reasons and performance reasons. So a lot of moves coming here. But I think because of the Travis Jones thing and them getting off a little bit easier there, it did open up a little more wiggle room.
Now, other moves that a lot of fans wanted to see in regards to the front office, not going to happen. Coaching staff, still to be determined, but I would think if the Ravens were going to, Steve Bisciotti in particular, move on from John Harbaugh, would have happened by now. And it's not happening. Now, Zach Orr, Todd Monken, others involved, could they be part of the equation when it's moving forward? Because sometimes, Nolan, as we know, change to pacify the fan base, I get it, but to make moves to pacify the fan base usually makes you become a fan because you lose your job based on the loud sports talk, blogosphere, podcast, whatever it is.
I just don't, I mean, I get the sentiment, and for the most part, it is true. But when the fan base has been saying the same thing for multiple years, and it's not really like a conspiracy or a stretch, any of it. You know, it's pretty surface level stuff that I think even outsiders, the national media, is really catching on to it as well. Don't look at it as a, you know, oh, I'm firing this guy because the fans said so. You should be viewing it, I'm firing this guy because I came to that conclusion and I look at everything that's in front of me and I made that choice.
Yeah, wouldn't they know that better than anyone else, by the way?
I would hope. But like you said, I mean, because Harbaugh didn't get whacked yesterday, I think that's pretty much the giveaway right there. Now, Josina Anderson is saying that it's, you know, league sources or that, you know, coordinator changes are coming. Could have told you that without league sources.
Right.
They practically change coordinators every year.
Yeah.
And some of those have been guys getting promotions and guys getting jobs. But for the most part, during Harbaugh's 18-year run here, it's been constantly, well, we don't have the right offensive coordinator. Get a new one. It changed offensive coordinator midseason twice during Harbaugh's tenure. You know, so, I mean, I think Zach Orr is a definite gone. I don't see any way that he's back. If he is back, I'm highly questioning not just Harbaugh, but then I'm questioning Bisciotti again, because that has to be a part of it. What John has done in his own right, his resume, but if he's also going to keep around the same coaching staff, that makes me look at John a little more funny. All of this has to be a part of it. To me, Zach Orr is as good as gone. Munkin's more of a curious one, because it wasn't exactly a smooth year for him.
No.
There was the reported discontent, anonymous sources within the locker room talking about his play calling decisions. There seems to be a little something there. But it would be interesting because you're not that far removed from the last 2 years. I mean, 23 and 24 were outstanding, even better than the highest of expectations of what this offense could look like with Lamar. So, all right, you have one bad year. How do you put more stock in that because it's most recent? Or do you still give him more credit for what happened the previous 2 years? I think I would lean more towards the previous 2 years.
Sure.
And the fact that this year wasn't mean, it wasn't god awful. There were glimpses there. I think the biggest thing I would knock Todd Monken for is getting away from the run game. You know, we get on Harbaugh for that because he should be the last line of defense, and he should be able to say, all right, no, change that, put this guy in the game. But from a play calling standpoint, I could get on Monken for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah, and the New England game is Exhibit A when you're up 11, and then Derrick Henry, who put you up double digits, doesn't touch the ball for the rest of the game, a game in which you eventually lost. By the way, Derrick Henry did finish second in the NFL in rushing this year behind James Cook in Buffalo. Well, John Harbaugh's sticking around, at least we think. Coordinators, a couple of them might pay the price. Status quo's not going to work. And it's not going to be status quo because you have financial decisions that need to be made. Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Bob Haney. It's Nolan McGraw. Alex Scampone. Haven't seen him in a while. Look at him. All good smiling. He's shaved and everything. It's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's on vacation. We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got Nolan's up. Final Dirty Dozen of the regular season. Playoffs start this weekend. We'll get into all of that and more. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, talk about the Ravens season coming to an end and the changes, dramatic ones maybe, in the offseason. And then coming up around 11:30, notes from the North, we go to Pittsburgh, division champions. We go to Cincinnati, keeping their coach. And we go to Cleveland, who fired a guy that now appears to be one of the more popular candidates in the offseason, which just started. Get on in here. And the Orioles, they bought Big Christmas comes to town. If you're not familiar, and I wasn't really, I knew who the guy was, but I didn't get the nickname. We'll elaborate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.